sir. I can hear you this morning, and just before we get started, what is your name, sir?
James Brilliant Center.
Okay, and now that we have your name, would you also give me your ABC number, sir?
Okay, O-O-106.
Thank you so very much, sir. And you are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning, inasmuch as you have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B-411 hearing today. That is 412B to be considered to be moved to your next consecutive sentence or 411 for absolute discharge. And that certification has been given to us by the Department of Corrections. As you can see, we have 5 board members participating this morning. Can you see us okay, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me introduce them to you. All the way on my left, which will be on your right, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. Next to him, right here, is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On my right, your left, the Honorable Ms. Vera Rittenhouse. And to her left for you, that is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I will be serving as your panel chair as well as your board chair this morning. Just want to let you know who you will be talking to and who you will be working with this morning, sir. Now, based on information that we have or that I have, and sometimes it may or may not, everything that I say to you may not be what you know is correct. Therefore, I just want to be very brief and go over some information with you, and then you can tell me whether this information is correct or that it is incorrect. What I show now is that you're currently serving one offense at this time, and that is molestation of a child, and that is a 21-year sentence, and you began that sentence on October 16, 2003. You will become parole eligible, according to information we have, on August the 8th of this year, which means whatever we do, it will not become effective until August the 8th of this year if we move into your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. We also show that your earned release credit date as being July 16, 2019, and we show your SED as being July 16, 2019. So far, is that information correct as far as you know, sir?
No.
Okay, sir. Yeah. So you're going to, if you move to your next consecutive sentence, if you're paroled to your next consecutive sentence, you will be paroled to your one for sexual assault, and that is a 14-year sentence. And then that sentence is scheduled to begin, if nothing else happens, if we do not move or anything, is scheduled to begin September the 22nd, 2018. And on that one, you would become parole eligible on November 14, 2028. And your earned release credit date would be July 20th, 2029. And your SED is listed as July 20th, 2029. So that is information that we have come up with, that I've come up with at this particular time. You did have another sentence that has expired, and that was for molestation of a child, and that was a 28-year sentence, but that one has already expired. Therefore, we don't have to deal with that one today. I would also just point out, just for the record, that you were convicted by a jury at trial on April 2nd, 1984, and at this time you are 68 years of age. Am I correct, sir?
You're right about that.
Okay, sir. Right about something this morning. Thank you, sir. Based on the information that we have, and is that you were, the last time you appeared before this board, you haven't appeared before this board recently, have you, sir?
No, I haven't.
I guess the last time you actually appeared before this board would have been in, what, 2001? And at that time, you were denied, and then in 2002 and 2003, you came before this board, but you refused to appear for those, as well as December 03, you were denied, and in June 04, you you have not been before this board recently, this will be the first time that the five of us have had an opportunity to meet you and to talk with you, sir. Therefore, we want to become acquainted with you and see what you're all about and what happened and so forth, because none of us was on the board back in the early 20s of this century. Okay, sir, based on information that I have, and I'm just going to be very brief because I want you to talk more than my speaking. According to information that I bring, that back on July 7, 1983, the Phoenix Police Department, and this is coming basically from the pre-sentence report, responded to a call regarding a dead body, and you was found severely injured at that time, and you had been assaulted with a tie iron and a knife, and your wife and a male co-defendant was jailed for conspiracy and attempted murder. During the investigation, it was discovered that you had molested your natural born daughters, and as a result of that, that's why we are talking with you at this time, and that's why you're incarcerated at this particular time. And there were three daughters involved, and they started back July 7, 1993, and you molested your 12-year-old daughter, according to information that we have. Then July 11 and through 25, you had sex with your 15-year-old daughter, and you started having sex with your 5-year-old daughter, according to information that was that I gleaned. They indicated that you had abused them for years before coming to Phoenix, and you indicated that you came from Mississippi to Phoenix, and that you felt that a man had been molesting your daughters down in Mississippi, and that's one reason you felt it was necessary for you to come to Phoenix before you might have taken some action against this gentleman down in Mississippi. And you did not ever physically or sexually assaulting any one of your daughters. However, you did admit that related to one of your daughters, this had been brought up against you, that at one point you had your daughter to lay in the bed with you, and your wife was put on the floor, was to lay on the floor that evening, and I think that you admitted that did happen one time. But you felt that your daughters were angry, and that and that's the reason that they brought these charges against you. So far, sir, what is right, wrong, or different about what I've said, and anything you want to tell us what really happened, because I'm just going over what I saw in the pre-sentence report. So there, I just want to listen to you. So tell the board really what happened, why did you get incarcerated, and so that we can go from there, and then we'll talk about what your future might be, sir. Yes, sir. We want to listen to you now.
Okay. Of my own nature, I had a karma that I did not know about that was on my path. So my blood had to spill because of my actions and everything else considering. So when I tossed out and bad, came back and bad, no matter what it was. So, by the law of God, I had to reap what I sowed. Very simple. I'm not able to change nothing but what was in the past. From that timing of 83, I started changing what is. There's no way properly you can change what was. I've done my best in my prison life to improve me. And I have certificates right before me to indicate that. Then you want to look at them. Then it's up to you.
Yes, sir.
I have a suit. Did you see him?
Yes, so we, yes, sir, we have a record of all your certificates. I don't know about all your certificates, but we have a record of your certificates, sir.
Okay. Then I spent 26 years in prison to teach her research about God. And I do my best to help those who are trapped into guilt. I may look to the past and deal with the future. So through God, I help them. Not everybody, but only to the ones that God brings to before me. I show them, I say, look, I'm not perfect. I'm subject to error. But the one that God directs a person to does not err, and that's God. Whether they accept it or reject it, that's up to them. So I have Social Security who's already approved me over the injury I had in 83. Also, I have Veterans Administration with allotment that I'm into because of my time in the Army. But I have a piece of paper here I'd like for you to see. I'll be honest with you, because it's been so many years. I know I went and got it.
Okay. Now, did you start molesting them down in Mississippi, or did it start once you came to Phoenix, sir?
I have no true indication of the timing.
Then I'll move on, sir. But you said that you were corrupted. What was going on in your life? Had something happened? The reason you were just so negative and committing these acts? So what were you doing this, sir?
I don't know if you understand this, sir, but I was wrapped up with a demon.
Okay.
I don't know if you are spiritually inclined or not, but I was wrapped up with a demon.
Now, since you was wrapped up with a demon, did you have any medications to help you with this? Are you SMI or anything of that nature, sir?
Well, I was impulsive with liquor, dope, and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I was out of control.
Okay. And so sir, I know you may not recall all of this, why it happened, but why did you take it out on your daughters? I mean, they were young, between the age of, if I count it correct, between the age of 5 and 15. Why did you do that with them? What was going on, sir? Why did that happen? I know you had the demons in you and all of that, and I accept that. But why did you do that to your daughters, sir? These were your natural born daughters, according to what I understand, sir.
Well, to say this in a explanational understanding, after I had encountered these matters, I even questioned why did I do that. I could not come up with an answer of any, because I was wrapped up with a spirit that was not with God. I don't know if you can comprehend that, but I cannot change what was. You understand that? All I can do is change what is, and I've been doing that for the last 30 years. Whether a man or a woman believes it or not, you know, I have to own up to God, even the words I say. Every word I say to you, I'll give account, 12:37 Matthew.
Okay. So, go ahead.
I even wrote to the ministers how to deal with negative and guilt. And here's how you can overcome that. I even told them, there's no real conflict, you can mend what was. All you can do is pick up and go forward and change what is. It's impossible to even go back to the past. Then it's not going to happen. It's no way. What was, what is already done.
So let me just ask this question, then I'm going to move on, sir. But how did you overcome this? In your opinion, you say you contacted this minister. So how did you overcome these demons? I guess you use that term, these demons. How did you overcome them, sir?
In a county jail, I was wrapped up with a demon. I came to a revelation inside of me. I didn't want no part of this world, any money, any female, or nothing. I actually wanted to pass away because the world I had inside of me was corrupted. That's when God took me and made me something. I didn't even know the word of God. But he started me off in the county jail. But right now, I know the word of God very good. In fact, I use it. I even come up against a dust devil, I make it move out of my ways. I'm going to use the sword against him and move out of my way.
Okay, sir. What I'm going to do now, sir, I may have some other questions, but I'm going to allow the board members at this time and see if they have any questions for you on the offenses themselves or what has happened in more recent times. So, board members, any questions? Yes, the Honorable Mr. Kalanis has questions for you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Mr. Board Chairman. Mr. Simpson, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sure can.
Now that you've been in the prison system for quite some time now, what is your version as to why you were assaulted at the beginning?
It's very simple. Abusee becomes an abuser in a time barrier. Whoever is abused and eventually will become an abuser. Because it's like a tag or a connection. So when I was abused when I was young, in a time barrier, I became an abuser.
Well, sir, with all due respect, what I was asking is, I think this event begins with you being assaulted by someone else, and then the investigators discovered that you had been involved in the molestation of your daughters. So, do you know why you were beat up, so to speak?
Why did that happen?
Yes.
There's two causes. One, when I started that week, my brother had a spear. Still. Number two, this is what was said to me by a few, but it was a plot. A plot that I told my children why I hated them. Because I had a hate inside of me.
Thank you, sir. That will be the question.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Kalanis. Any further questions by board members at this time? Okay, everybody's passing. Okay, well, sir, let me just ask this. Is there anyone in the room, any supporters in the room for Mr. Simpson? C9, any victims or anyone from the victim's side of the house? And the room for Mr. Simpson, I see none. Mr. Simpson, we're back to you. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we do want to give, since this is your hearing, we want to give you an opportunity to tell the board anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. So anything else you want to tell us without repeating yourself, sir?
Is it
all
ready to speak?
Yes, sir.
All right. Look, I know this to be a fact. I've told a lot of people, please do not blame the staff or a counselor why you are here. Because a lot of times you've done some things, but not known, but it was captured spiritually. So please don't blame the staff, the counselors, why you are in here. Even though you're innocent, you still were caught on the street, and that you were not caught by the cops or anything. But you got by with it. But karma does not play that. When you do something in time barrier, you will give account of it. Very simple. So what I do here in the prison, which has been about 27, 28 years, I will do it out there on the street. So it don't matter where I'm at. I'm not a minister of the Word of God, wherever I'm at. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay, sir. Well, at this time, sir, please listen. The board will now go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. This will be the first time that the five of us will have had an opportunity to discuss you and to discuss this hearing. Following our discussion, the board will make a decision whether to promote you to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge or for you to remain as you are. So we're going to ask, and in keeping with the open meeting laws, we want you to stay on the phone so that you can listen, you can hear everything that we say. That's the way we do it here in the state of Arizona. So please, sir, stay on the phone, and now the board is going into discussion. I do find Mr. Simpson as being a very interesting gentleman. He's age 68. Everything is not quite clear to me what actually happened, whether we go back to his actually being beat up or when he feels that he was dead and then he came back to life. But why we're here today is because of a situation involving his three daughters, molestation of a child, the sentence that he's currently serving on, and if he was paroled to his next one, would be sexual assault, and this would also involve his daughters. I think that this is the first time that he has been to this board since 03, and I heard what he said. But as of this time, and I always speak, each individual board member speak independent of each other, I just don't feel that he's ready to be paroled to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge at this time. But I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Yes, the Honorable Ms. Whitehouse.
I agree with you, sir, and I'd just point out for the record that we have a lengthy letter from Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated March 27, 2018, that also opposes any sort of parole.
Thank you so very much for putting that on the record. And I would also, since you put that on the record, I would also indicate that in 1985, with the Court of Appeals, the judgment and the sentence as modified at that time was affirmed. Therefore, he's going to the Court of Appeals as well. Any further discussion by board members at this time? I hear no further discussion by board members at this time. I'm going to offer a motion. We'll see where it goes, and then we'll go from here. And my motion would be to find that Mr. James R. Simpson, ADC number 050106, be denied for parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. By the unanimous determination of the board, Mr. Simpson has been, let me check these boxes, has been denied. Will not be paroled to his next consecutive sentence or granted absolute discharge. And this sentence took place in 84. It's pretty close, therefore. It's really depending on the date that one would use. According to this, it was July the 7th, 84. When he was found dead, and the new law went into effect in 83. Therefore, he's not eligible for a set-off, and this is a 412B, 411. Reasons for denial, serious and violent offense. Serious and deviant offense. With the age of these young people, the trauma to the victims, age of the victims, and I'm going to say with someone 5 years old, I'm going to say maybe with all of them, a serious bodily injury for someone at that age. And there were multiple victims. There were at least three that we are conscious of. And there was victim harassment as well. I'm sorry to include all of those. He does not need a release plan, as he pointed out. But in terms of anyone being present or on the phone, we have no family or community support at this time. I really think that it would be appropriate for him to have more program, and I really do. And the reason for that is, I think that that would be helpful to him, whether it's psychological or sexual programming, but I think that would be very helpful to him as he moves forward. Anything else that any board member, distinguished board member, wish to include?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
The letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office outlines cigarette burns, beatings to the mother, and such. So I would say abusive behavior, or if there's assaultive behavior, history of assaultive behavior. Baby beatings are described in graphic detail in this letter. I think it's history of assaultive behavior.
Yes, ma'am. It's right here. Rule 13. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so very much. Anything else that anyone wishes to include? I don't see anything else at this time that needs to be included. So you heard the determination of this board. You have been denied to parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And I gave the reasons for the now. Did you hear them, or do I need to repeat them, sir? And because of the date of your crime, you will be certified by the Department of Correction to appear before this board again in around 6 months from now. It may not be exactly on today's date, 6 months from now, but sometime around 6 months from now, you will be recertified to appear before this board again. So do you have any questions that you wish to ask the board at this time, sir?
No, I already knew this was going to happen before I even came in this room, but I'm not here to make waves, because I'm going to continue to do my Lord's will regardless.
We certainly appreciate that, sir, and your hearing is come to an end. We look forward, the board will be looking forward to seeing you, or you will be certified in around 6 months from now. So thank you so very much, and if you would be kind enough to put the CO3 on the phone, I would certainly appreciate it, sir.
All right.
Thank you.